is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. You can, although we've been pretty much focused on one topic in general, but many, many, many subtopics are involved here. Lots of different threads of discussion. There's no organization to this for me. Like, the only notes I have is what I tweeted out, and or rather hooted, as we posted them simultaneously to Twitter and Facebook today during the trial. And Pete Eyre from CopLock.org had requested that anybody who was tweeting in the trial to tweet the hashtag #FreeAdamo. And is it repetitive, by the way, to say hashtag and then pound? Because isn't pound the definition of a hashtag?
Indicative of a hashtag?
Yes, but I think the problem is that not everybody knows what
they
a hashtag
know.
Is.
Right.
I think that it should be pound.
To tweet pound
just
free a demo.
Pound free a demo.
And so
I don't like complicating issues. Hashtag's the cool thing to say. Free Talk Live never been about being what's cool.
Right. So I was tagging hashtag, or I was tagging them with pound free Adamo, and so anybody that searches for pound free Adamo will get to see, if you go back earlier in the day, you'll get to see what everybody's posts were from who was ever was in the courtroom was able to use their phone without getting caught. And the first half of the trial, basically everyone was able to use their electronic devices
without
issue.
When the major press was there, and they were using their laptops and stuff, it was okay to use.
Well, the major press was there the entire time, but in the first half they were using their laptops, and the second half, for whatever reason, they weren't, I guess, and so there was a bit more of a crackdown on electronic device usage. I was not targeted myself. I was one of the two cameramen in the back of the room. There was the WMUR camera, which was there with me and myself, and it was, you know, again, this judge, who was a relatively decent judge, didn't have to do that. He didn't have to allow two cameras in. He could have said, we're going to let WMUR in, and then the rest of you have to get your footage from them, which would have meant that there would be no way I would have been able to get any footage up tonight. And right now, the footage is encoding. We're talking about the Adamo Freeman trial. He was found guilty today, 3 counts of wiretapping, felony counts, facing 21 years in prison. The actual sentence that was handed down could have been a lot worse. It could have been really bad. It actually wasn't really bad. The prosecutor asked for 12 months because
incarceration
and a bunch of suspended prison time suspended. And, you know, the reason why he was asking for this, and this is something you really should listen to in the video just to hear him try to explain it, but the reason why he was asking for this is not just because Adamo is a felon. He was busted for selling pot back in Wisconsin many years ago. Not just because he's already a felon and a scofflaw, but because he wants to bring down the system, and he wants people to clog the courtroom.
That's right.
And somebody quietly said in the audience, or out loud, maybe he heard it, that it's the prosecutor who was clogging the courtroom by bringing this ridiculous case to trial in the first place.
Now, can we talk about the commentary from the gallery?
But the sentence the judge decided that it was going to be 3 months in jail. The rest of the 12 months would be suspended sentence in jail. There would be, I think it was a 1 to 2 year suspended prison term that would have been is suspended for 5 years. So he's got a jail term and a prison
term.
It might have been 1 to 3.
Two concurrent 1 to 3 year prison sentences suspended.
Right, for 5 years. Suspended for 5 years. So that was the punishment today. So basically, Adamo's probably going to be in jail for another couple months. If he gets good time, he'll be in for 60 of the 90 days. But you'd wanted to, Nemi, to comment on the audience and some of their reactions, some of the things that were being said or were done in the audience.
If I can backtrack for just a second, this was what I wrote just after the verdict came out. Prosecution wanted 10 months. With 1 to 3 years at the state pen.
But it was 12.
They wanted 12.
They wanted 12 months.
Right.
Then with 1 to 3 years at the state pen, suspended for 5 years for each of the other two charges.
Right.
The judge came back and said, no, 3 months to be served concurrent with the sentence he's serving now. Now, the question that we have is does that start today, or is that for the entire time that he's been serving for resisting arrest?
He went in for well over a month at this point.
Yeah, for another bogus charge.
What's his sentence on this one? 60 days, is that right?
For the original chalking thing?
Yeah.
What's he in for?
He's in for 40 days.
He's in for 40 days.
It was sentenced to 60 days, so 40 days.
Okay. Right.
So everybody here, listen. You got to divide everything by two-thirds that we're talking about if you're talking good time.
Right.
He's in for 6 months currently, or 60 days currently. He's done about 35 of those days.
Something like that, yeah.
He's supposed to be out Friday.
So the question is, and you know, he's going to have to do 90 days, which means that could be shortened to 60 because of good time. It could either start the first day of his, you know, this sentence, or it could start today. It's difficult to say. Certainly, either one is better than starting at the end of his sentence, which would be consecutive instead of concurrent. But it could be that he could do as little as another 20 days.
Yeah, 27 was the number that JJ came up with.
As Pete Ayer points out over at copblock.org, and if you're looking for a real good, obviously we're giving you the audio version of our experience of what happened, but Pete Ayer has a real good, he took notes, you know, he's the machine, he gets it done.
He's wonderful.
He has a really good write-up, and it's already there. It's over at copblock.org. If you go to freekeen.com, it's linked to right there at the top. And he's kind of updating it as he goes along. So if you want the freshest information, you can drop by copblock.org. But he points out the mainstream media doesn't know either. At the end of the trial, the prosecutor was saying one thing about what he believed the sentence was, but ultimately the judge never really made it clear in the trial.
I'll tell you,
or in the sentencing.
I have some level of understanding on this because I spent 9 years in prison and played to some level or another jailhouse lawyer for, you know, far too many convicts that couldn't read or write. And I've got to say, what I heard was concurrent with the DHC, the Department of the House Correction or something like that. That is what the terminology they used. The current with the DHC sentence. To me, that means starting at the beginning. I believe.
I hope you're right.
The 27 days.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong. And it all matters how these things get recorded. Sometimes things get said and you can't uncover it because, you know, it costs thousands of dollars to get the transcriber's notes properly put in or whatever. So,
well, I mean, we've got it on
video. Rather than getting him back before Halloween or before Thanksgiving, get him back just after Labor Day.
CopBlock.org says that the union leader is reporting that he'll be free in mid-October, but the WMUR report says he'll be free in mid-September. So as of this point, there is some confusion as to when he's actually going to get out. Now, you mentioned the response from the audience, things people were saying doing.
We're chastised. I had mentioned earlier in the show about being spoken to kind of speak to the other people who were in the front row alongside Mark and myself, who had been commenting and videoing against the instructions of the judge and the bailiffs, and just generally making commentary. There was a point where we all laughed during the, the entire gallery busted out laughing because the prosecutor said that Adema wasn't interested in seeing justice done for people.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh at that. I didn't laugh at all during court, but yeah.
A lot.
There were a lot of really ridiculous statements.
There absolutely were. No
absolutely
doubt about it.
Legitimately elicited laughter.
My concern is that when you play poker, you keep a poker face. The reason you keep a poker face is you do not know how your reactions are going to affect the other person on the other side.
Right.
And there was no poker face being kept today in court. I don't know whether that resulted in a good or a bad thing for the jury. The one thing we can
I don't either. Because the same thing happened in Greenfield where people were applauding and laughing, and it was basically a very similar atmosphere down in Greenfield, Massachusetts, where Adema and Pete Ayer beat wiretapping charges being brought against them, and they beat it with a jury. So
the one thing you can say conclusively is it didn't help.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
no,
we were instructed.
Help.
It was an interesting instruction last week, and I think we talked about this on last week's show about being told that the judge came in and told us all that he didn't care if we stood for him or not, but it would probably not do Adema any good if we remained seated when the jury came in. So generally, like I said earlier, the room did generally stand when the jury entered the room, or left the room, with the exception of the final time after they had handed down this ridiculous finding of guilty.
Ultimately, you can't predict whether laughing and things like that from the audience will help or will not help somebody.
That's all I'm saying is it didn't because they couldn't have returned that verdict any faster.
Because what
they
matters...
They lickety-split, right. Bim-bam, guilty, guilty, guilty.
What matters
times,
is the mindset...
21 years, goodbye.
Yeah, what matters is the mindset of the jurors.
And they
are
knew
they obedient
too.
To the state or not? It's Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want, though. Certainly we'd love to hear from you if you happen to be one of the nearly 100 people attending the Adamo trial today, as our friend Adamo Freeman faced a trial by a jury of his so-called peers for three counts of wiretapping. He was facing 21 years in prison, ended up getting a couple of months, thankfully, of actual jail time, few months sentenced, but also suspended many months, suspended up to 3 years in prison, over his head for 5 years of good behavior. So the axe is going to be a hanging over Ademo's head for quite a while once he actually gets out of the jail sentence that he's facing right now. And so you're welcome to call in with your observations. Perhaps you were there in the courtroom, 855-453. Even though there are three of us here on the microphones tonight that were all in attendance throughout pretty much the entire trial, we certainly won't be able to cover all of the aspects of everything that went down today. So feel free to add your thoughts into the mix here, 855-453.
If you want to get some gold and silver in your hand, the way to do that is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. They will deliver gold to you. To your door, wherever you want, to your P.O. box, whatever makes you happy. It's gold.freetalklive.com. You should be able to get some of the best rates you're going to be able to find from one of the major purveyors of precious metals. One of the ones that provides the service, the guarantees, and they'll buy back the gold and all those good things. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So I'm just going to go back real quick here and review my tweets that I made in the Facebook post today.
Awesome.
through Hootsuite earlier. Again, if you are following us over at twitter.freetalklive.com or facebook.freetalklive.com, you got these earlier today as I was hooting live from the courtroom. And one of them was about a lady in the front row of the jury who, during Ademo's opening and closing statements, was constantly nodding her head.
Yep.
And I saw this, and I didn't notice it during the prosecutor.
I noted that she wasn't doing it during the prosecution.
Right. So that made me think, oh,
we got our
maybe
one.
We have one.
Right.
Maybe we have one who's going to hang this jury, and if it's a hung jury, then the prosecutor's going to bring the charge all over again, and it means he's a little less likely to do it the second time around. And I really had hope for this lady, and she must have just shriveled up and not done anything. I don't know. You never know what happened behind the scenes.
You never know what she was thinking.
And
she was nodding.
And who knows what she was thinking because she was nodding, but it was a nice indicator.
Yeah.
But was it interesting when they were picking the jurors, when they were picking the alternates and picking the jury foreman? When they choose they do it randomly, and when they choose the jury foreman, the judge kind of tells them, all right, well, you're responsible to do this and this and this. You've got to read the verdict, and you've got to kind of keep people in line, and you've got to give everybody a chance to speak. So you've got to be the sort of the moderator, if you will, of the jury room.
Mm-hmm.
And the first woman was too meek for the job. She said she didn't want to do it. She'd prefer to have someone else do it. Well, guess who the second choice was? The military veteran.
The grizzled old Vietnam vet.
And I was surprised he wasn't bounced the first time during jury selection. I was surprised Ademo let him stay.
Me too. I don't know if Ademo used all three of his peremptory challenges. Mm. I wasn't clear on that. I was never able to really confirm that.
He used at least two.
Right. At least that's the way it seemed. And so this military veteran, when he was selected for the jury, I knew things were bad with him right away because the way he responded to the judge's question about, are you prepared to, or do you have any questions? Like, whenever the jurors are selected, the judge has, kind of given them the rundown, and then he says, do you have any questions? And each person says yes or no. Well, this guy responds with negative. And so immediately, like, I didn't even know anything about this guy at that point, but immediately he said, military, just because that's typical of how a military person would respond. And it turns out somebody heard something about him being a Vietnam vet, I guess.
Well, he had a hat when he came in for jury selection, and I recognized the insignia. So,
right.
Yep.
So now you got a Vietnam vet, likely state-worshipping individual who is leading this jury.
Yeah, and there's lots of vets out there, but most of the ones that are disgusted by their experience in the military, that perhaps feel that the government is an inefficient organization that is completely uncaring in their dealing with humans, they don't wear around the hat.
Yep. So this guy, bad news, now he's in charge. Now the military veteran, who's likely a total archstatist,
he's had a little taste of power,
is back in charge. He's got himself a squad, and he's going to tell them what to do.
All right, soldiers. We got to find this boy guilty. We got to do it now.
This boy is going to go ahead and destroy our country.
Because he might be a terrorist.
He is a threat to our way of life.
He works for an organization called Cop Block. You cannot find this man innocent. I mean, I don't have any idea what happened in that jury.
We have no idea.
I don't think this guy had to give a speech. Frankly, this happened so fast, I can't imagine there was much of a fight.
Yeah. I can't either.
Well, for all we know, this lady was too scared to stand up to this guy.
Sure.
And who knows how intimidating he was.
Well, I don't know, because if it's the same lady I'm thinking of, someone made a comment as the jury was leaving the room, and she laughed and shook her head. So maybe we completely misread her through the whole trial.
Maybe.
I don't know. I was very disappointed. But then
it was incredibly disappointing.
Then when, and they even knew. The judge says disregard this. But Ademo had said he's facing 10 to 21 years.
He did say that, yeah.
And then it was stricken. But come on,
once you hear it, you can't unring
the bell.
Yeah.
You know, so come on. And they found him guilty. And I'm sorry, there's no way that I can justify even 30 days in jail for this.
No, and as Ademo had pointed out, nobody was victimized. What's the damage? How did he harm anyone in this particular?
They were not allowed to answer the question.
Sadly, another thing he didn't, get to really point out is the fact is the police department records you when you call, and they don't tell you. The government is breaking this law every single day.
Well, I believe there's an exemption written into it for government agents.
Right.
Oh, well, it's okay. You see, and that's the other point, is that this law is couched in the language that it is in order to protect individuals, but it's not. It's intended just to protect the government, because the government, as far as I know, has only used it for this circumstance. But, you know, I'd love somebody to show me some instance where it's been used, in the last decade, to protect somebody besides a government agent.
Right, wiretapping.
I'd be reasonably ready to make a bet that the majority of times that it has, in the last decade, that it's been used to protect a government agent.
Where the original intention of the law was to protect people who are not parties to, necessarily, the conversation.
Correct, the receiving end.
But like, to protect people, Mark, if you or I were on the phone having a private conversation, if Nemi were to get access to our phone line and record that, that was, I think, the original intention behind it. This is wiretapping. She's tapping this person's conversation without their knowledge, and both of the people on the line need to know about it. But anyway, let's go to your phone calls. Dave's listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, I was just wondering something. You know, earlier it was suggested that Mr. Kostrick should go ahead and do some wiretapping, have them charge him and so forth, and a lot of people maybe should do this. You know, if they didn't actually charge all those people and take them into court, wouldn't that be uneven application of the law? If they didn't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it would be, but there's no way you can hold them to their own laws. So.
Because they call it discretion.
Yeah, they unevenly apply the law constantly.
Uneven application of the law was used in racial cases many years ago, back in the 60s, when I was growing up, and the federal government's not real kind to courts to do that.
Interesting. Well, I would love to see somebody who knows a thing or two about this particular perspective to come here and show us how it's done.
You'd have to wait out the statute of limitations in order to make sure that they didn't actually apply the law. So you're
7 years later.
We're 7 years into this suggestion now.
Dave, I don't know if you had more. You're welcome to stick with us here and continue your comments. 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves, which is why it would be interesting to have somebody else take this particular, the same issue on, and approach it from a completely different kind of legal argument and perspective, and see how that goes. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands, and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give away. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
So head over there. We've got news updates. You can get signed up. Follow it via email. Follow our news updates that way. That's kind of the classic way to do things. And then Twitter and Facebook, you get more than just news updates. You get the latest from Free Talk Live about what we're talking about on the air at any given moment. Or if we're out doing something in some cases, as we did today, for our first time ever, updating our Twitter and Facebook when we're not
on
the studio.
Yeah,
on the road, in this case, in the middle of this this court trial for our friend Ademo Freeman, who is now going to be in jail for another couple months, probably. We've yet to really determine what the sentence is going to quite be, but we'll figure it out at some point, and rest assured
it's
you'll...
It's a lot better than it could have been.
God, it could have been 21 years.
Yeah.
It could have been 10 years. It could have been 21. It could have been a year. Had the judge taken the prosecutor's recommendation, it could have been 12 months staying committed in the, you know, in the jail, but... He was a relatively reasonable judge, all things considered.
Comparatively speaking, I would say that for sure. And yeah. I would also like to point out that Michael Valentine, the prosecutor, needed to be escorted from the courtroom by sheriffs and bailiffs when he left. Now, if someone
not because was, anybody was going
no,
to attack
I
him.
No, not at all. But
that's
he
what
was,
they think.
That's, well, I think he was that uncomfortable because people were, I mean, he asked the judge to speak to someone in the gallery who apparently he felt was speaking to him while he was trying to do his job, mm-hmm. or he, you know, he felt that he was clearly at some level intimidated.
I think somebody was doing that, though. I think somebody was going, essentially, hey, bada, 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 swing behind him while right. he was trying to give him
or
his
quit
pitch.
Your job, something, right. you know, he may have gotten a couple of comments. Certainly, there were gasps and tisks objections that were going on when he was running his mouth, just in a ridiculous way. In my opinion, because it was just inflammatory, ridiculous, and it was terrible to see. It was heartbreaking for me.
Let's go to the phones. Jacob is on the line. Dave dropped off. Jacob, listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. The Nemi and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Nothing. I just had a little theory about why Ademo did what he did today.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw it out there. This is my opinion. I think he wanted a guilty verdict so he could take it to the Supreme Court for an appeal.
Do you believe he has that intention? Because that doesn't seem like something Ademo would do.
Also, I don't know what grounds he's going to do it on. You have to have an appellate ground in order to make it.
Nobody made a mistake of law here.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, what makes you think he's going to do that?
Just for the fact that he really didn't put up a fight like he usually does.
But as Mark is pointing out here, in order to appeal, you have to preserve things for appeal by objecting to them. And while he did object a couple of times, I'm sorry?
Did he even object at all?
He objected a couple of times, but not very many. Certainly, it's hard. It is hard to remember to object up there and to think about those things when the pressure's on, especially when you're defeated, when you feel like, you know, you can't possibly win. And I don't know how Ademo was feeling, but I know that the impression I got was one that I could relate to, because I've been on trial before, and I remember the time when I was taken back into the secret tribunal room in Keene District Court, my very first trial. I felt very defeated at that point, and at that point, I was just like, whatever.
I just didn't really care. And I did get kind of that resigned sense from him.
So did I.
And there was a few different points that I felt weren't really addressed.
But if he's resigned, that means he's not going to intend to take this to the Supreme Court.
Right. Well, maybe that's true. I mean, maybe he was just going to see how it went. He's going to do his 30 days, 60 days, and be done.
And he'll appeal afterwards, right? He should be able to get this law removed.
I think maybe that's his final intention. I just want to make this clear.
That's just my opinion.
Right. I gotcha. And here's what I want everybody to understand. What they think is appeal is, another court date, and it's not. You got your good day in court.
You need grounds.
Right. You need grounds to appeal. He doesn't have them.
And there should be grounds on this. There's the habeas corpus they put him under beforehand.
He didn't object to that.
They're right, and there's Mark's point. But there were also many things that weren't actually mentioned, and he mentioned this in his closing arguments, that there were several loopholes that he could have brought up. They never mentioned where the phone calls originated. It could have been from a one-party
state. Because in order to convict somebody of a crime, you have to have there has to be no reasonable doubt.
Right.
And he could have brought up things that would have been reasonable doubt.
Right. Lots of reasonable doubts.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that he didn't have adequate... That he didn't have adequate access to a law library at Valley Street Jail, or that the Glick ruling wasn't brought up at all.
The jail's law libraries are an absolute joke. Jacob, what I'd suggest is that, if you really are near and dear, this issue is really near and dear to your heart, you're welcome to take a look at the raw video footage so you can get a real good idea of what things were objected to. And, if you think there's something that can be preserved there for an appeal, you're certainly welcome to suggest it to Ademo. But I know how frustrating it is to deal with the appeals process. It sucks. It's confusing. It's arduous. It's expensive as well. And it's likely something, knowing Ademo, that he's likely not going to want to do. I know that people have told me, oh, yeah, you got a great case, you should appeal it. And I'm like, oh, I don't really, this appeal thing's terrible. I've tried it once before, and they want money from me. And I don't like the idea of paying a bunch of money.
You're working inside the system. I wouldn't want to even do that.
Wait, what's working inside? What, appealing?
Yeah, even appealing it.
I hear where you're coming from, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Some folks online are now positing that it may actually be a jurisdictional issue, which it should have been in federal court anyway. I don't know a whole lot about jurisdiction issues in courts, so I'm not sure how that exactly works. But if there's anyone out there who knows how these things work or looks at the video once it's up and thinks they can help Ademo, please send him some mail through mailthejail.com and let him know.
He's going
to be there for a few more weeks, and you can also probably contact him online after that for sure.
So, with that in mind, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Robert, listening in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Robert?
Good. I was just wondering, what's the takeaway from this? How do you think activism should change?
Well, I think the same thing should happen as has been happening, as liberty-minded people should get together in the same place. We still don't have the numbers. We don't have the numbers to really have a sea change in politics, and we don't have the numbers to have a sea change of effectiveness of civil disobedience. Numbers are what really matter, and I think that the takeaway here is that maybe this could have been done better, and maybe somebody else like William Kostrick is willing to try to do this better. But otherwise, people who can back each other up make a difference. He left a note for us, Nemi, that you shared earlier, where he said he really appreciated all the people who came out to support him
in
this. And that was possible because of the Free State Project, because of people getting together. I think that this shows that the state, it shows the usual lessons are here. And it's important that we keep repeating these lessons because, for people like us, Mark, Nemi, we've seen it enough times. We know that the government bureaucrats do whatever they want to. They've got men with guns, they enforce things arbitrarily, the rules change at any given time based on the whims of the bureaucrats who happen to be in charge at any given moment. We know all this, but there are the people who don't. And the people who don't will come in at any given point in all of these processes, and they're going to see they're going to need to see this too, because it's an eye opener for folks. So it was a disappointing day. It was sad. Our friend is going to be in jail for longer, and it really shows people who are paying attention how absolutely ridiculous and arbitrary and outrageous and tyrannical this system is, and that something needs to be done about it. So that's my takeaway, Nemi. How about you?
And the sheep that we live among.
They're the real problem.
I was really disappointed because, yes, Ademo did not bring his best game, in my opinion. I love him dearly, but in all honesty, I wish I had seen the game that I had hoped to see from him today.
And you might not either after 30 days in Manchester jail.
And that's what I'm saying, is that will take it out of anyone, I'm sure. Because just being arrested was stressful enough for me. I'm not looking forward to jail time, but whatever.
Yeah, but you're going to be sitting it off in Club Med.
That's right,
out
Club
here
Med,
in,
the Keene Spiritual Retreat.
Right, the Keene Spiritual Retreat, the jail out here.
I hear I get pedicures.
I don't know.
My takeaway is under no circumstance will I ever turn over the well-being of myself and the prosperity of my family to a jury.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that, man. They are constantly a disappointment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jurors are more likely to be obedient serfs to the state simply by their nature. They're registered voters. A lot of them are registered voters, happen to be government bureaucrats themselves or family members.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a 5-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a question about what happened today. We've been, for the last, all of the show, pretty much, talking about what happened with our friend Damo Freeman from copblock.org, who was today convicted of three counts of so-called wiretapping for recording phone conversations with government bureaucrats who are in their offices on the job as public servants.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute.
The principal is not.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Public servants. Oh, hold on a second. The woman who was
The principal. The last one.
She said that she
isn't a public official.
Right. She actually said multiple times during her testimony that she doesn't believe that she is a public official.
No, she may
she admitted to getting taxpayer dollars for her job as the school, the government school principal.
Now, who does she answer to would have been my follow-up question to that. But the school board. Now, are they public officials? She maintains she is an employee of the school district.
Yeah.
But I would say that makes her a school official. If she is making comments to the public...
The cop said he was a public official.
Yep, sure.
And he gets paid from the city of or the police department of Manchester.
She represents that school. As far as I'm concerned, she's a public official.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
it was outrageous,
absolutely.
This woman was the most ridiculous attorney,
she was not that bright.
Well, I thought she was pretty smooth. I mean, she's a high-level bureaucrat.
Oh, yeah.
She's a former attorney, and now she's a high-level government bureaucrat. You don't get to those levels without being pretty good at being a politician.
Well, I don't know, because there was one question, and she definitely slimeballed out of it, was, are there surveillance cameras in the schools? And she said yes. And the question was, do they have audio? And she first said yes, and there was a gasp that went up through the courtroom. Just the gallery of people, and she quickly backtracked and said, oh, no, it's bad, or no, really, there isn't any audio. So right. I would like to know, is there audio at West High School?
Good question.
I think that's going to be my follow-up question.
Maybe right. you should call her and ask her.
I think I might.
Black's Law Dictionary defines a public official as a person elected or appointed to carry out some portion of a government's sovereign powers. This lady's a government official this way and that.
Absolutely. Let's go to you and your thoughts here. Bob is listening to Wilmington, North Carolina's The Big Talker FM. Hey, Bob.
Hey, folks. About 2 weeks ago on a Monday, I think that's the first time I picked you up, the 93.7 down here in Wilmington.
Boy, that was probably a shock, huh?
Yes, it was. I'm not a Bible bent person. I'm from Indiana originally, but I've been down south now, I guess, long enough. You can call me a redneck. But that very first time I listened to you, I was shocked because y'all were giving out. I mean, you got the freedom to talk, but people were a guy called in and about the shooter in Colorado. Is how does he get all that those guns and that stuff? And if anybody else wanted to know how to do it, y'all gave them the information, and plus how to get illegal drugs, how to get hand grenades. I mean, this is a free country, but I don't, but you gave out web addresses. The girl gave out. She says there's this cool website. Silk something. I'm on it all the time. You can get some really cool drugs there. And they used to be able to sell guns there, automatics and stuff. But they had so many complaints about that. They had more complaints about that than the guns, than the, how to get illegal drugs.
It sounds like it was a really memorable episode for you.
Are you familiar with
that? But you're out giving web, and then you gave another website, anarchy.com. Are you all anarchists?
Nope, I don't think we gave out that website. I'm not an anarchist, so I don't think that would be the case.
Why would you give out a website where people could go to get hand grenades? And even the male on that show that night says, well, right here, here's an automatic, fully automatic, not semi-automatic, a fully automatic, rifle for like $1,400.
On anarchy.com?
No. Nobody said anything about anarchy.com. You're talking about the Armory, is what you're thinking of? The Armory, which is a...
anarchy.com, though, too.
I would not have done that because I'm not an anarchist, so I don't know.
Anarchy.com is a bunk URL anyway.
Yeah, maybe you misunderstood. We were talking about the Armory, which is the website on which you could go and buy weapons. At least until last week, the Armory's been shut down completely because no one was selling.
You can still go to gunbroker.com, which is a website where you can go...
What about the website about that the gal said that's a real cool website to get illegal drugs?
That's the Silk Road, and now you're giving me the opportunity to give this information again. Look, Bob, I understand you're concerned
it's
here.
It's not a website, though. You can't just type it into a URL and go there. You have to go through a Tor network. Do you know what a Tor network is, Bob?
No.
Then we're 99% of the people we're talking to.
Then you weren't paying close enough attention on that particular episode because we explained in detail what Tor was. It's an anonymizing system for the internet. We explained that the Tor websites are a bunch of jumbles of digits and letters. You couldn't possibly give one of those URLs out over the air. I could not give out the Silk Road URL in any way, shape, or form and have people remember it.
There seem to be websites that y'all think are cool, though, because you said that on air. These are cool websites.
Well, I think that the Silk Road is a revolutionary website that allows people to buy from the black market in a much safer manner than they currently buy. And I'm all about harm reduction, Bob. I think that reducing
harm...
this
is great for a free country. Let's get everybody on to safer illegal drugs.
So you don't think harm reduction is a good idea? You don't think that the people that are taking drugs should be safer about it? You think they should just, overdose and die, all of them?
I think we should be talking about law enforcement and way to, get the borders, stopped where it keep this stuff from coming in from Mexico.
Law enforcement's moving this stuff around. I mean, some of the biggest purveyors of drugs in some counties are law enforcement officers themselves.
Yep.
So all you have to do is go to corruptcop.com and you can see
now your radio show now is knocking law enforcement now. I mean,
that's
you're talking
nothing
about
new. Have you been listening to the show tonight?
Well, you just said you wanted me to talk about law enforcement and drugs, and I did.
I've been out of town for 2 weeks, and this is the first time.
Just a second here.
You don't have the opinions wants you to have,
right,
Mark.
Fox News, they talked about Silk Road. Here's an article on it. NPR, they talked about Silk Road. Are they anarchists?
Well, I hope they weren't saying it was cool like y'all did. I mean, we're probably saying, how does stuff like this get out there where people can, get this crap?
Because the demand is there. It's supply and demand.
Do you think anybody did crack?
That makes it,
After watching our show that had never done it before?
That's part of your liberty, that because it's okay with a lot of people, let's make sure we have it, let's keep advertising
on
this radio.
No, I think that it is not my right to tell you what is right or wrong to put in your body, and nor is it your business to tell me what is right or wrong to put in my body, or what I'm going to do with my uterus, thank you very much.
It wasn't advertised. Advertising means money.
Y'all did a pretty good job, though, of putting them out there. And
Bob,
you know, there's young people that might be listening to the show and saying, this is a cool website.
Bob, you just brought it right back up.
I just want to let you know, you've heard me.
Well done.
Hang on a second, Bob.
I think your show is dangerous for people.
Yes, it is very dangerous for the state. It's dangerous
to
themselves. It's dangerous for the status quo, Bob, and it's dangerous because people like you who only want one particular message, and that is crack down, put all those people in jail, we need to bust the border up, and we need to hurt peaceful people. That's what your message is. Yours is the real dangerous message because you're the one who's advocating aggression against peaceful people. Don't you think that's shameful?
No, I think if it's against the law, you shouldn't be advocating against the law. I'm for the law.
Ding, ding.
If you break the law, it is.
In the 1860s, it was against the law for black people to escape from their masters. Do you think they should have been brought back?
No. Of course
okay.
Not.
You're a lawbreaker. In the United States military made it against, or you know, the United States made it against the law for Indians to mix with white people. Do you think that was a good law?
No, but so
okay.
How about beating left-handed people?
By hand grenades. Well, obviously, I'm talking to people deadheads that probably have smoked too much pot.
So you don't believe
in the Grateful Dead? What are you talking about? I built pipe bombs when I was in high school, and I didn't get hauled off to jail.
It sounds like we're talking to somebody who doesn't believe in. He just hung up, by the way. It sounds like we're talking to somebody who doesn't believe in the right to bear arms. Like, oh, hand grenades! Oh, you can get guns. Well, so wait. So you normally the people with that perspective of you need to crack down the border would consider themselves conservatives and talk a good game about how they believe in gun rights and all that. But I guess when it comes to getting the guns, the government doesn't want you to have. Then, the state's in danger. We got to call in and talk about how bad these people are on the radio. And, oh, my God, people in the United States use drugs? You guys are talking about that? Shh, we should keep that under the rug. Don't talk about how people actually use drugs in this country and give them ideas about how they can do it on a safer basis that will prevent them from being put in a jail cell, possibly, and ruining their lives. No, it's not the drugs that ruin their lives, necessarily. It's the jail cells that can ruin their lives. I'm not saying all drug addicts are not having their lives ruined, but not everybody's a drug addict that uses drugs. Some people just use them on a recreational basis, and it's an incredibly risky thing to do. And I bet, he's not here with us, but I would have loved to have asked Bob, hey, Bob, do you drink alcohol? Do you think it was okay?
Well, Bob made it very clear. Bob made it very clear that the laws we have today are the perfect laws.
Oh.
The laws we had in the past were bad laws. It's okay
right.
to break the laws in the past. Well, the fact
and
is,
we never
Bob,
make st- and it, we never made mistakes.
75
either.
Years from now, they're going to realize that the prohibition on drugs was as bad as the prohibition on alcohol.
Right. You know, Bob, I wonder if he has any kids. I wonder if Bob has kids. And I wonder how many of his kids have smoked a joint in their lives. And I wonder if Bob thinks that his sons or daughters who might have possibly have smoked a joint at one point in their lives, maybe they still do, would they be better people because maybe they got caught, maybe in another alternate universe had gotten caught for smoking that joint and spent several days in prison or jail? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. You take control. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.